You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Here we go. Fast Track presented by our friends at Puente Hills Toyota. Got a car that's just sitting around not being used? Bring it to Puente Hills Toyota today for an instant cash offer. Puente Hills Toyota is the house of yes. All right, John. One side of the coin, Dodgers beat the Reds in this game. Other side of the coin, Dodgers get stung again, called in the air.
No, they're not going to get swept. They're going to win today. Heads.
Heads it is.
Dodgers heads it win. Is.
All right, Mace, I will go first. No advantage comes with that,
not
as you know.
Yes.
All right, Conor McGregor is no longer the majority owner of a whiskey brand he founded, but the UFC star has added to his growing fortune. Proximo Spirits, a company that owns Jose Cuervo and other alcohol brands, has announced it has acquired the majority stake in Proper Number 12 Irish Whiskey in a deal worth up to $600
million. God.
This company is less than 3 years old. It was invented in 2018. Now, Michael and Mason, you guys both have money. I'm Irish. My dad was born in Ireland. If I start my own Irish whiskey, would you help me bankroll it or would you stay away? Mace, you first.
I'd jump in there for you. I'm looking for deals right now.
Michael, what do you think? If I start my own Irish whiskey, are you in or are you out?
Yeah, I'd be an initial investor because that's the way to go now, because you start your own company and hope it takes off and then you sell it for a huge profit.
Yep, that's what I'm going for.
Do you have any expertise in this area other than drinking it?
No, I was going to say I've drank both. Well, you know, so it depends if you if you're in the South in Ireland.
Yeah.
You know that the whiskey in the South is Jameson.
Okay.
And the whiskey in the North is Bushmills. So we need to make something that kind of meets in the middle. Now,
I never understood. What's the difference between whiskey and scotch?
Scotch is just, I believe, and I could be off on this, but I think scotch is just aged longer and therefore more expensive.
Oh, okay.
The Thompson's and the Arenados just started our wine label. And
yeah, what is it? It's called
Diamond and Three.
It hey, Michael, when can I buy one of those bottles of Diamond?
It should be out sometime this summer, we're hoping. And we're going to build this brand up, and I plan to sell it for $1 billion when it gets established.
Excellent.
Is that right? Nice. Good for you, Michael. Yep. That's what
cash money.
Hey,
cash
Michael, if you sell for $1 billion, are you going to dress better?
Why? That's what
I agree with you, Michael. Why?
Yeah. You see, isn't Bill Gates casually dressed, and he's only like the richest man in the world?
Exactly. What are you wearing two games now, Michael? Are you back to casual? Are you still
he's as casual as he's ever been.
A sweatsuit, because there's nobody there to see me.
There are 2,500 fans there.
Yeah, but it's like two or four fans.
Yeah. All right, it's to me. John, one of Wimbledon's most enduring traditions is finished, and there is an uproar in England over this. Players will no longer bow or curtsy to the royal box at center court.
Really?
Players have been required to bow or curtsy to the royal family when walking onto or leaving center court. From now on, they will have to do it only if the queen herself is there or if Prince Charles is there. Oh, well, Prince Charles is the next king. The queen has not attended Wimbledon since 77. Prince Charles only went once. So that means players no longer have to bow curtsy to Princess Anne or Princess Lady of BS or Lady Louis Windsor or any of these
Duchess,
people.
Yeah. Duchess
Princess
Kate.
Beatrice, Duchess, anybody like that. John, is that getting rid of a tradition that is just really uniquely Wimbledon, or is it time for it to go?
No, I wish they kept it. I kind of like all the pomp and circumstance of Wimbledon. I like the fact that they have to wear white. You know, you can wear anything you want at the U.S. Open. If you play at Wimbledon, you have to be, majority of your outfit has to be white.
Think about that, though, Ireland. Why you got to bow to another human being? Are you kidding me?
Because they're the royal family, Michael.
I don't care if they're the royal family. I ain't bowing to no human being.
Do you have a prime minister in the Bahamas?
Yes, and you respect the office and you respect the position, but you don't bow to another human.
Nobody bows to the president of the United States. Well, why do we have to bow to Queen
Michael, unless it's surprised that you, Larry David, and I want to bring back the bow.
Well, that's different.
That's different.
That's like a greeting. You know, that's yeah. not a hello.
This is like, this I would is do like a I would do a is deep like basically bow. Saying you're better than
exactly.
Me.
Yeah, I
that's
would do
what
a
I
deep bow, a Larry David bow at the at the Royal Box.
I ain't bowing to no human being, man.
How's it going, by the way, with no handshakes and stuff when you guys go to games?
Oh, it's pretty great. Good. It's great. I haven't been sick in a year because of that.
I'm interested. Tonight I'm going to dinner for the first time since before the pandemic. And I don't know what to do. We're seeing Juan's dad. Do you shake hands?
No.
Do you hug? They've been vaccinated. I've been vaccinated.
You can hug.
You think it's hugging is okay?
But not a tight hug. You just do kind of a, hey, pat him on the back hug, and you move on.
Shake hands. Yeah, we're indoor eating tonight, by the way.
And you can do a fist bump if you want to.
Fist bump is another way to go.
If they
want to
hug you, do the Heisman.
Yeah, the Heisman, that's what John does.
Hey. Yeah, I gave that girl the one. I wasn't vaccinated then. Now
back
I'm,
off,
in
lady.
A week I'll be vaccinated. Hey, Michael, by the way, how you feeling? You feeling okay?
Yeah, I felt a little blah yesterday, but today much better.
Me too.
Excellent.
Yeah, I think
excellent.
I'm in the clear.
All right, it's to you.
All right, Mace. I want to start this story by saying I've been to Dodger Stadium hundreds of times and
sure.
have never had a problem.
Okay.
The website The Big Lead has a video up right now of a fight at Dodger Stadium from Monday night. It shows fans fighting in several groups with punches exchanged, and in one instance, a combatant slamming another face first into the ground. There's a woman literally screaming, and not a single cop or security guard came running to tear the people apart.
Okay.
Writer Ryan Phillips asked this question. How is that possible given the history of Dodger Stadium? Fights, brawls, and violence are a regular occurrence there. Brian Stowe, the Giants fan, was left with brain damage when he was jumped in 2011. Rafael Reyna, same thing when he was attacked in 2019. He sued the Dodgers for negligence. A Boston Red Sox fan was stabbed five times after being attacked by a group of Dodger fans following Game 5 of the 2018 World Series. Now, all these stories have made national news.
Sure.
Mace, the police academy is literally located next to Dodger Stadium. Is it fair to criticize the LAPD and the Dodgers for not having tighter security, or are fans going to find a way to fight no matter how many security guards you put in there?
Do you know where the fight was? Was it out in right field?
They said it was in the parking lot, I think.
Oh, in the parking lot. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, there's probably no way to prevent people from fight. I don't understand. I've never seen a fight. I've never been part of a fight at a Dodger game. But I know it goes on, and obviously there have been instances of it. I think it all lands on the Dodgers, though. I think it all lands on, just like the Brian Stowe thing was ultimately a Frank McCourt issue without not enough lighting and not enough security. It sounds like they may need to add some security. They do have that number that you can dial into your phone that will alert the security that something's going on. They do have that.
Right. I just think that it. I understand that people want to be safe, and I know I've heard Stan Kasten talk about this. I'm not so sure if they added 100 or 200 security guards that people still wouldn't fight anyway. I mean, if you're looking for a fight and you're looking to hurt somebody, you can do it.
Yeah, don't blame the Dodgers. Blame the combatants.
Yeah, that's where I'm getting at, Michael. How much of it is really the fault of the Dodgers? I mean, do they have to put an army of police at every game? I mean, I don't know what's reasonable here.
Take some accountability, people, and stop getting into fights. Because,
yeah, stop getting into fights, people. It's a baseball game.
Somebody says something. Come on, walk
by
on.
By the way, Justin Turner, solo home run. Dodgers lead 2-0, bottom three.
All right, Mace, it's to you.
All right, we were talking actually, Michael, you were here. We were talking about Satchel Paige on the show this week. And he's got many great quotes. One, my favorite one is, age is just mind over matter. If you don't mind, it don't matter.
You know what his most famous quote is, though? Don't look back. Someone might be gaining on you.
Something may be gaining on you. Now, I found a question that he asked one time, and I want to pose it to you guys, all you guys. How old would you be if you didn't know how old you were? How old would you be? In other words, how old do you feel?
Yeah.
If you didn't know how old you are?
Well, I think anybody who listens to the show knows, Mason, that you and I are young at heart and incredibly immature.
Yes.
So I would assume, like, if you met Lisa and I, Lisa is far more mature than I am.
Yeah, yeah, she's far more mature.
Yet she is 7 years younger than me.
Wow.
So I would assume, and I think most people would assume, that she is older and wiser. So I would say, I would think of myself as about 35.
Michael, what about you? You're doing hip now?
I am in my 20s because I love EDM music. And what other 60-something-year-old man, you know, listens to EDM music?
Yeah, it is so weird. The idea of Michael Thompson at Electric Daisy Carnival.
Oh, yeah, I would go to a Tiesto concert. And be.
Are you bummed that they canceled Burning Man?
No, I would never go out there. That's too far. I'd just go over to Staples.
Yeah, but Electric Daisy Carnival's like the big EDM thing every year in Vegas.
Yeah, so
Mace, how about you? How old do you think you would say you were if you didn't know?
I think, John, I think I would be 29 years old. 29 years old.
You wouldn't
want
to admit you were 30.
Young and dumb and, well, yeah.
You're still one of those things.
I am. Lindsay, what about you?
I would say I'm 28.
Really? With your attitude, you think you're 28?
What do you mean by that? You mean
well, I mean, I've heard from people, including Morales, that you can get a little cranked up.
A little grumpy? Like a grumpy old
lady? 28-year-olds not get, do not, do
most of the time, no, you don't get
up?
Really grumpy until you go like late 30s, 40s.
Well, I don't know about that. I disagree.
You think 20-year-olds are cranked?
I mean, because I'm not in my late 30s and I'm cranky now, right? So
right. There you go. Jorge, what about you?
25, 26.
Nice.
Around there, yeah.
Nice.
I still ride my bike, you know, Harley and whatnot here and there. So, yeah. Living life,
it's
man.
Better to feel young than be young.
That's right.
All right. John, do we have time for one more? Yeah.
Yeah, sure. All right, here we go. Floyd Mayweather is going to fight YouTube boxer Logan Paul at Hard Rock Stadium in Miami on June 5th. Mayweather retired after defeating Conor McGregor by a 10th-round TKO in a boxing match in 2017. I bought that fight, had a bunch of people over. Mayweather has won titles as a junior lightweight, junior welterweight, and junior middleweight. Logan Paul, who's 26, is the older brother of Jake Paul, who recently defeated Ben Askren by first-round knockout.
Yeah.
But Logan Paul has never won a fight. He lost a split decision to another YouTube star back in November of 2019. Even Logan's brother Jake says, quote, "My brother is going to get his ass kicked," end quote. Will you guys buy this fight to see what happens or pass?
Pass.
I'm buying it.
Why are you buying it, Michael?
Because it's a spectacle. We know that it's an exhibition. It's like a novice trying to fight an old master that Floyd is. He's 44, weighs 150 pounds. Logan Paul will outran by 40, and he says he knows how to box, so we'll see if the bigger, stronger, younger man can actually give an accomplished and a skilled boxer who is a lot smaller any trouble. I'm intrigued by it.
Mace, in or out?
I am going to be in on this. The thing about the other Paul fight, the Paul Askren fight, and I was out of the country I was in Mexico for this, so I couldn't buy it. But it sounded like it was a spectacle, like Justin Bieber performed at this thing. There were musical acts. They put on a whole big show. Because I don't know that they've got an undercard in the traditional way.
Yeah,
I
they
think
do.
They just do they?
Yeah, I think they'll have some real fights on the undercard.
But I mean, they're putting on a show, and I'm with Michael. I would love to see anybody kick either one of those Paul's asses.
Jorge, in or out?
Oh, I'll pass on that, man.
Yes, why?
Because, like, did you not see Canelo? Canelo was a fighter. He's a fighter.
Right.
And Mayweather beat him. Yeah. You got a guy who doesn't know how to fight. What do you think the outcome's going to be?
But Mayweather's 44
But Mayweather's going to be running around. That's what he does.
Yeah. Lindsay, how about you? In or out?
I'm in. I can't wait to follow along on social media with everybody and watch Logan Paul get his face knocked.
Yeah.
But Willie, Floyd's such a defensive fighter.
That's the problem. Although there may be blood in the water and Floyd may just go after this kid. Because I think Floyd, he is a defensive fighter. But I think he, given the fact
but
that he's got
a
really inexperienced opponent, could really go after him.
Well, he's training like a boxer. He claims he can fight. Now, he's not in Floyd's class, but he's so much bigger and younger. I'm intrigued to see if Floyd can stay away from him.
It'll be interesting. It'll be interesting. I'm in on it. I'll buy those fights.
I'll probably buy it and regret it like I always do.
How much is it?
I don't know.
It starts off at 25. The earlier you get in, by the time, if you order it a couple of hours before, it'd be like 60-something bucks.
Have they picked a city?
I think it's 50. Yeah,
they pick what, Jorge?
A city.
Yeah, it's going to be at Hard Rock Stadium. Ooh. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. If anything goes in Florida and Texas. If anybody's planning
that's
something,
for sure. I bet you they get 2 million buys. If they get 2 million buys, well, that's a lot of money, Floyd.
That is a lot of money.
And Logan
I want to give everybody a reminder here. Tomorrow, 9 a.m., Our 710 ESPN NFL Draft Preview Show with Travis Rogers and Kirk Morrison. That's tomorrow morning from 9 until 11 a.m. as we get ready for tomorrow night's NFL Draft. All right, coming up next for you, the absurd thing that Dr. J said about LeBron James. We got that coming up for you. Don't forget, bottom of the hour, 2:30. Is 2:30 is Radio Tinder? Yeah, 2:30 right. is Radio Tinder. And then 2:45 is Game of Games. Make sure you stick with us before we get to Lakers pregame. Lakers at Washington tonight. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN. That's the slogan for the Dodgers today. We going to be all right. Got a 2-0 lead. Justin Turner just went yard, and the Dodgers lead 2-0. We're now in the bottom of the fourth inning. Clayton Kershaw twirling a shutout right now. All right, so we a little bit earlier, we were talking about ghosts and UFOs, and Michael suggested I put up a poll, so I did.
Yeah.
So the question is, what do you believe in? And the choices are UFOs, ghosts, both, or neither. What do you think the leading choice is?
Oh, both. Ghost, man, for sure.
Both. 38%. What do you think of second?
Ghost.
Neither. 29%. What do you think UFOs got?
Probably 15.
29%. And what do you think ghosts got?
Well, it sounds like they all got about the same. What'd ghosts get?
Ghosts, a very lonely 7%.
Really?
Michael, it's
you guys thought ghosts would be the most.
Yeah. Of my timeline.
Man, that's strange. Cause a lot,
yeah.
Yeah, a lot more about the apparitions in here about UFOs.
Yeah. All right, so here we go. Dr. J appeared on the Posted Up podcast with Chris Haynes.
And gave his diagnosis?
No, he did not. Well, he gave a diagnosis.
Yeah, there
let's
you
say
go.
That.
Right.
So he was asked, and I don't have a list of exactly the way they came out, and I think he was just talking off the fly. It was one of those things like Genie the other day, five most important
Lakers. I got him. I got his first and second team.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Okay, good. So, Michael, read off his first and second team.
It's crazy, but it's hard to argue with Dr. J and hard to argue about the greatness of these players, but we'll do it anyway. His backcourt, first team, all-NBA, all-time backcourt is Oscar and Jerry.
Okay.
His center is Wilt. His forwards are Russell and Baylor. His second team, backcourt, Magic and Jordan. Center, Kareem. Forwards, Bird, Karl Malone.
So he's not on his own top 10?
No.
And Kobe is not on his list, and
no.
Neither is LeBron.
No.
So here's what he said about LeBron not being on either his first or second team all NBA in history.
Well, you look at, you know, LeBron and, you know, anybody he sort of picks with him to be, you know, playing with so many guys. He's the guy who has led the charge in terms of super teams being put together.
Yeah.
You know, when he put together a team in Miami, he basically put together a team together in Cleveland as well, and put together a team in Los Angeles or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So he could pick his own team. I ain't gonna pick his team. I'm mad about LeBron.
So yeah, what do you think of Dr. J's response?
It's absurd, and I respect Dr. J. I think he's one of the great players of all time. I think he's one of the great advocates of the game. When he was in the ABA, he might have been the best player in the world.
He was my favorite player when I was a little kid in the 70s.
But for him to take that stance is absurd. Let me tell you about Dr. J's career. Dr. J was in Philadelphia, and they made it to the finals and lost to Bill Walton and the Trailblazers.
And they had a great team.
And they were loaded.
Yep.
And then they went out and got Moses Malone because they couldn't get by the Lakers or the Celtics. They lost to the Lakers in the finals in 1980, and then the Celtics with Bird came along, and Philadelphia was left out in the cold. They went and signed Moses Malone. He was a free agent. And once they signed Moses Malone, then they won the title in 83 with one of the great postseason runs. Michael, that was the faux.
Yeah.
When somebody asked Moses Malone, how are you guys going to do in the playoffs? He said, full games first round, full games second round, full game, faux.
Yeah.
And
so you're saying that Dr. J is being a little hypocritical here.
Completely hypocritical. Mike, don't you think?
Well, he didn't put together the team. The Sixers traded or signed Moses as a free agent. So that
correct.
Wasn't his doing. That was the front office got Moses to come over.
But isn't it a super team?
Oh, yeah, that was a super team. The Sixers had with Mo Cheeks and Andrew Toney and Dr. J and Moses. Oh, yeah, they were great.
George
don't
McGinnis
forget about
and
Steve
Bobby
Mix.
Jones.
Yep, exactly. You're right about Steve Mix.
Steve Mix, the pride of Toledo, Ohio.
In the mix.
And every, just about, I would say, the only super teams that has won a title, or not, the only super teams, non-super teams that won a title, the Pistons against the Lakers, they were not a super team, just a good team.
Yeah.
Against the Lakers.
2004.
Yeah, that team. And then I would say maybe the Sonics way back in 78 or something like that. But ever since then, who's ever won a title has been sort of a super team. And you can't blame LeBron because LeBron didn't have a Jerry West in the front office pulling the strings to build a dynasty in Cleveland. He didn't have a Pat Riley. So he had to do it himself. He says, well, since my front office can't do it, I'll do it. And that's brilliant by his
Michael,
part.
Michael, I think old guys, I shouldn't say
hey,
old
watch
guys.
It.
older guys don't understand or don't appreciate necessarily the autonomy that the modern NBA player has.
They
LeBron
rather have it
called his own shots because he can.
Right, exactly. And sometimes it's hard for guys to let that go. Maybe they're envious of it. And maybe Dr. J is thinking you should build a team organically, sort of like what the Warriors did before KD got there.
By the way, and when LeBron's done, guys, he's going to be the NBA's all-time leading scorer, and he's going to be top five in assists. No one else will be able to do that. He'll also be top 30 or 40 in rebounds. No one's ever going to be able to say that again. And he may have taken the worst team ever to the NBA Finals that year.
Yeah.
When was it, Michael? 2007, 2008?
Yeah, when they had
with
Mo
Cleveland,
Williams.
When he had nobody else.
Right, it was LeBron and a bunch of guys. Has my all-time team, Mace, tell me what you think of this.
Oh, okay, Michael's got an all-time team, yeah. Please.
Backcourt, of course, is a no-brainer, Dr. J. I'm sorry, but it's Magic and Jordan.
Yep.
Center, Kareem. And the forwards, LeBron and Duncan. Did I overlook anyone?
It's a great team.
Mm-hmm. Duncan was a great player at forward. He could do it all.
Well, the thing about Duncan, too, excellent defensive player.
Yep, exactly. All these guys, except for maybe Magic, can shut you down on both ends.
A couple of things. You've always been a huge advocate of Wilt.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So I'm surprised Wilt's not
well,
on your list.
Well, it's because Kareem is, I mean, how do you?
Kareem is Kareem.
Yeah, I mean,
right.
And I love
Kareem. In the history
Kareem
of the
won. Kareem won six titles. Bill Russell won 11.
Yeah.
There
Michael,
you go. It's only
with
rings with
but
you
But I think Kareem was a better all-around player than Russell. All around.
Yeah.
Offensively, defensively, he's right there with Russell. And Kareem was in his prime.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to argue with leading scorer in NBA history.
Yeah, with the most unstoppable shot in history outside of Shaq's dunk.
And by the way, the longest prime of just about any athlete I can think of.
Well,
I mean, he was in his prime for a good 10 years.
Yeah, him and LeBron, beyond 30, playing at such a high level, you're right.
Yeah, LeBron is, for me, LeBron is a first-teamer. LeBron, in my mind, and I'm not really homering it up. I never had a chance to see LeBron play on a regular basis. You know, I watch Laker games. I don't watch NBA basketball in general. I watch Laker games. So I didn't see a lot of LeBron.
You didn't watch him in his prime in Cleveland?
Who watches Cavaliers games here?
It's LeBron when he was with the Cavs. He was the greatest player, one of the four greatest athletes in the world.
I mean, I watched him in the playoffs. Obviously, I watched him in the playoffs. But I didn't watch him in the regular season. I just am amazed by what he does on a game-to-game basis.
To suggest LeBron is anything other than one of the greatest five players of all time is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just look at any way you want to do it. Statistically, I mean, Michael, there's never been a comp to LeBron.
No.
That speed, that size, that power, that ability to shoot.
Yeah, we've never seen a basketball player like him, never. I don't know if we'll ever see one again. And to leave LeBron off the all-time first team would be like saying Tom Brady's not your starting quarterback all time.
Yeah, it's just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah,
it doesn't make sense. All right, we got time for one more thing? No, we got Radio Tinder coming up next. I was going to squeeze in one more thing, but we got Radio Tinder coming up next for you. Then we got Game of Games. Then we got Spock and the Jock getting ready for Lakers-Wizards tonight. Pre-game starts at 3 o'clock today, early today. Let you know the Dodgers are up 2-0 on Cincinnati. It is now the bottom of the fourth inning. Dodgers runner on second. As we break Austin Barnes at the plate. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN. All right, here
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to Amazon.com/ESPN Pods. That's Amazon.com/ESPN Pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here we go. It's Radio Tinder time. By the way, coming up for you in 15 minutes, we've got Game of Games. Lindsay, what do you got for us today?
All right, guys. Well, I'm going to start off with Alexandru Duru and Philippe Malouf, who are the co-founders of Omni Hoverboards. They've told TMZ that their company is very close to bringing a new hoverboard model to market. The public will soon be able to buy a limited supply that will be made available summer or late 2021. But hoverboard riders are going to have to pay a small fortune for the craft. Pricing is still a work in progress, but the 10-propeller model is expected to cost around $36,000.
Whoa!
Omni wants to eventually sell an 8-propeller model that would retail for around $27,000. Would you drop 30 G's on a hoverboard? Swipe left or swipe right?
Hell no, swipe left.
30 G's is a lot of money.
That's like more than a car.
I'm not made of the stuff, but I would love to try the hoverboard. That would be fantastic. It's like Back to the Future is finally happening. We expected hoverboards years and years ago, but it's finally here. I would love to try one. Maybe they'll do them like bird scooters, and they'll be all over the beach, and you can just rent one.
Can you imagine?
Can you imagine people flying around the beach? That'd be awesome. I'm excited about the technology. I would love to do it, but I'm not spending 30. The one guy here who's got 30 G's to spend on a hoverboard is Michael Thompson. Michael, are you in?
No, he stepped out.
Oh, he stepped out. Duh. He's not in at all.
Right. I'm guessing he would, though. I think he
probably. I'm guessing he would, too. I'm guessing he would. All right, what's next?
All right, so people are wondering if Tristan Thompson cheated on Khloe Kardashian once again.
Oh, no. Apparently, impossible.
An Instagram model named Sydney Chase claimed in a new podcast interview that she hooked up with the Boston Celtics player in January. Chase claimed that she flat out asked the NBA star, who reconciled his relationship with Kardashian last summer, "Are you single?" And he allegedly responded yes. She found out that he was lying and then said she, quote, cut him off. Do you guys think that Khloe should have given Tristan another chance? Swipe left or swipe right?
Love is blind, Lindsay. I think that these Kardashians like to give second, third, fourth, and fifth chances to these guys. And why not? Who am I to say that Khloe and Tristan are not each other's true love? I say give him another chance, Mace. Mm-hmm.
John can't say this, but I will. I think most NBA players are cheating on their spouses.
What?
Yeah, they are.
I feel like it's part of the territory, you know?
Yeah,
like,
I mean, it's part of the deal. It's the 100-mile rule. Just as if you're 100 miles away from me, you're allowed. Don't you think that
rule
exists?
I've never heard that.
John?
I don't even know if it's 100.
Well, you won't know, won't hurt you, right?
Yeah.
I don't know if you're looking for fidelity necessarily. A professional athlete is the best place to look. But it's interesting that we know so much about the Kardashians. We know who they're dating. We know when somebody cheats on somebody. It's just a lot of information, a lot of personal information to have out there. I don't think I'd want my dating life speculated about.
Well, this isn't speculation when you've got a girl going on a podcast getting very, very intimate details about her hookup with Tristan Thompson, allegedly.
Yeah. I think Khloe should just accept the reality. If you're going to date an NBA star, fidelity is not their strongest suit. All right, what's next?
Next one. A Texas woman recently learned that she was charged with a felony after not returning a VHS tape for over 20 years. Karen McBride, a former Oklahoma resident, faced a felony embezzlement charge for not returning Sabrina the Teenage Witch to a movie rental store in 1999.
Wow.
McBride said that she learned about her charges after trying to change her name following her marriage in Texas. According to court documents, McBride was charged in March 2000 for felony embezzlement of rented property. A movie place, which is where she rented the tape, went out of business in 2008.
So who's charging her?
I don't know. It's a great question. I mean, it went out in 2008, so if it happened in 2000, I'm assuming that the movie store charged her way back in the day before they went out of business. So, wondering if you guys have ever kept something that you rented way longer than you were supposed to.
Oh, I own a library book, that I took out of the library years ago and never brought back.
Which library? You want to own up to it now?
It was the one on Lincoln in Venice.
You were still going to the library back then?
My mom still goes to the library.
That's a good question. I'm sure I do have something here that I rented or I need to return that I haven't yet. But I can't think of anything off the top of my head. It seems absurd. Movie video stores are all out of business. Why? I mean, come on.
Except for one.
There's Alaska. One Blockbuster in Oregon, right?
Yeah. Lindsay watched the documentary. Of course she watched the documentary about it.
But you know, she did. You know what I don't understand is that if a VHS tape, let's say this Sabrina the Teenage Witch, cost $10, okay? Why would you ever be charged for the fees that exceed the cost of the tape? Same thing with DVDs from Redbox.
That's a totally fair question.
That is a fair question. Just pay for the video that you took.
At that point, just say, I'm just going to buy it and keep it and let me keep my $10.
Wait, do you guys remember how much time we all used to spend in video stores?
It was like so great.
You'd go to Blockbuster and you'd be in there for half an hour trying to decide which movie you were going to rent.
But it was the best because there were like little conversations. Hey, I saw that. Hey.
Or you'd feel lucky that somebody would return a movie that you really wanted and they just happened to walk in right when you wanted it.
And then there was that area. Remember, there was that area. I guess it wasn't Blockbuster, but it was kind of the hometown video stores. That area behind
with the
curtains.
Extra fees, and you don't remind it. Remember,
you always wondered. You were so embarrassed to ever walk in there, and because everybody would see you went through the curtains. I miss the video store experience. You know what I also miss? I miss the record store experience. That, like, the Virgin record store in West Hollywood was such a great place for so long. And it was another place, browsing, hanging out, gathering place.
Record stores are making a comeback, though.
That's right. I think Amoeba is still open in Sunset.
Yeah, Tower Records on Sunset was a really fun place to hang out. That's not there anymore.
A lot of people are buying vinyls again.
Yeah, vinyl is outselling – vinyl's actually outselling other formats. Like vinyl is in. You got to be a hipster though.
I don't know. My old roommate had a record player, and I guess she was kind of a hipster.
I mean, I got all my music on my phone. Why do I need a friggin' vinyl record?
Because it's sound, Mace. The sound of the vinyl. There's nothing like it.
Doesn't sound as good. The vinyl doesn't sound as good as digital.
You hear the needle more than anything.
Yeah, you hear that crackling sound of the needle on the record.
I don't know. I kind of like it.
But I'm glad record stores are coming back. Amoeba's like one of the big ones. Is Tower Records still open, John?
I don't think so.
I don't think they are. Amoeba is still open. That's not on Sunset. That's on...
It used to be.
Oh, it is. You're right. It is on Sunset. Yeah. I'm glad there are still record stores around, or a couple of them anyway. All right. So real quick here before we go to break, I want to sneak this in. John, there's a very, very stern grandmother who is at her son's basketball game, her grandson's basketball game.
Okay.
And here's what she said afterwards.
Hey, TikTok family. I'm in trouble again. Nobody at the house is speaking with me. We went to my grandson's basketball game today, and apparently the rules have changed. Now, when I was a kid, if you were playing ball and you missed your free throws, the crowd would boo you and get on your ass. When my kids were kids, if you missed your free throws, the crowd would boo you and get on your ass. Apparently, it's frowned upon for you to heckle the little kids now. So you can't tell a child you suck and boo them. Baby, you missed your free throws. Them the rules.
Heckling the little kid. I don't remember ever in like a peewee game or even like, you know, a seventh grade back, eighth grade. I don't remember anybody ever booing.
I grew up in youth basketball. I played it. I coached it. I refereed it. I've never heard a little kid get heckled for missing free throws.
Boo, you suck!
But I kind of like that grandma. And the best part is, she's got the grandson with her. And he's, right. He says, baby, you missed your free throws. I'm not so sure she's not on to something.
You shouldn't be booing me. Baby, you missed your free throws. I love that. That's the kind of stuff that's going on.
See, I think Shaq would approve of that grandma.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I like a grandma with attitude. Grandma with attitude. All right. Coming up next for you is Game of Games. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
That's right. It is Game of Games time, and it's sponsored by Power Pro Plumbing and Heating. Powerful, professional, affordable. It's who they are. It's in their name. They are our plumber. They want to be yours, too. Call 1-800-584-4116 or visit powerproplumbing.com. All right. Today is Lindsay's game. It's worth two because we're now nearing the end of the month, and the score currently for the month of April, Ireland 8, Lindsay 5, me 3, Jorge 2, Momo 2, and Michael Thompson 1 lone win.
You suck.
Man, but he got to beat George.
But you did scratch. You did scratch, which was good, Michael. Yeah. All right, so it's Lindsay's game today. Lindsay, what do you got going for us?
So I made the ultimate ungoogleable game for you guys.
Excellent. Gracias.
Because I'm facing two Googlers.
Hey. Yep, and it's going to be who knows Lindsay the best. And Lindsay would be me.
Okay.
So I'm going to ask you guys, I've got 10 questions and then two tiebreakers if we need them.
Now,
is it
first to buzz in or do we all get a shot?
You guys are all going to get a shot because I have multiple choice here, okay?
Okay, got it.
All right. Number one, what is my favorite non-documentary movie? Is it The Notebook, Willy Wonka, Home Alone, or Pee-wee's Big Adventure? Mason, you can go first.
I will say Willy Wonka.
Okay. Ireland?
Willy Wonka.
Okay. Jorge?
I'll say Pee-wee.
Okay. Michael?
Notebook.
Of course you'd say that.
Of course you would.
The correct answer is Willy Wonka. Ah, nice job, guys. All right. Number two. What sport did I play in high school? Is it volleyball, softball, basketball, or soccer? Ireland. Start with you.
Give me the four again.
Volleyball, softball, basketball, and soccer.
Boy, that has to have come up at some point.
Yeah,
I'll say basketball.
All right, Jorge.
Football, soccer.
All right, Michael.
Softball.
All right, Mace.
I think you and Momo have that connection.
I am gonna say soccer.
That is correct, Mace. Ah. Soccer.
Yeah, I got it right.
You
too.
And Jorge both got it right. So Mason has two. Ireland and Jorge both have one.
Your
Michael
basketball
is yet
playing
to scratch.
Would have come up during all these basketball conversations.
Oh, so bad at basketball.
You would have related a softball story when Ramona was on the air talking
about
softball.
Yeah, that was good, excellent deducing, Mason.
Yeah, good way to figure that one out. Okay, who is my favorite professional athlete ever of all time? Is it Manny Ramirez, Kenny Lofton, LeBron James, or Baker Mayfield? Jorge, ooh, I'll start with you.
Manny Ramirez.
All right. Michael?
Yeah, I'll go Ramirez.
All right. Mace?
I'm going to go Manny also.
Ireland?
Yeah, you've mentioned it. It's Manny.
Yep. Yep, you guys all got that one, right? Couldn't fool you there. All right. So Mason 3, Ireland 2, Jorge 2, Michael got 1.
Yes.
All right. Next one. What is my favorite snack? Pretzels, fruit, chips, or candy? Michael, start with you.
Pretzels.
All right, Mace?
I'm going to say candy.
Okay, Ireland?
I'm also going to say candy.
All right, Jorge?
I'm with the guys, candy.
You guys are all right. Michael's wrong. Love me some candy.
Michael's getting tagged in this game.
Yeah. The Notebook.
You
come
don't
on.
Know Lindsay at all. The Notebook.
You want to come push a button, Michael? Want to come push a button?
What kind of woman doesn't like The Notebook?
Not my favorite
Again,
movie.
Stereotypes, but okay.
Yep. All right. What do I have more of? You guys know I'm a collector, right? So
yes.
What of these items do I have the most of? Yankee candles, pairs of sneakers, Star Wars figures, or bottles of perfume? Mace, I'll start with you.
I will say, sneakers. I'll say Yankee candles.
Okay, John?
I'm almost positive that's right. So I've got to take a chance, but I'm not going to take it here. I will say candles.
Okay, Jorge?
Candles, and you're mad there's no store near you.
Michael?
Yeah, you're a woman, so it's got to be candles.
All right, Yankee candles. I think I've got like 100-something of them.
All right, women
sneakers a close second.
I've got Mason 5, Ireland and George 4, and Michael 2.
Yes.
Yep, that's right.
Coming back.
All right, which podcast do I listen to the most? Is it This American Life, Joe Rogan, Crime Junkies, or True Crime Garage?
Ooh.
John, I'll start with you.
All right. Mason's going to say Joe Rogan. So this is where I'm going to take my shot. True Crime Garage.
All right. Jorge?
Joe Rogan.
Michael?
Yeah, you're a Rogan kind of girl.
Mace?
I'll say Joe Rogan.
Ireland's right.
Ah!
Boom! True Crime Garage, my favorite show.
Ties it up.
All right, so Mace and Ireland are both tied at 5. Jorge's got 4. Michael is in the dust with 2. I've got 3 more of these left, okay? Which of these, quote, hidden talents do I possess? Is it tap dancing, skateboarding, poker playing, or magic? I'm going to start with Jorge.
Can you repeat the order?
Tap dancing, skateboarding, poker playing, or magician?
Skateboarding.
Okay, Michael?
Yeah, you're kind of a tough girl, so I'll say skateboarding.
All right, Mace?
I am also going to say skateboarding.
Ireland?
I'm going to go poker playing.
And you'll be glad you did. He knows that because I've asked him about his poker tournaments before and said I'm pretty good at poker.
Wow. Exactly. Yeah, we should when life returns normal and we can do like a big poker tournament at Commerce Casino or one of those places, you'll be in it for sure.
I'll take them all on. All right, 2 more. All right, John's got the lead with 6, Mason 5, Jorge 4, Michael 2. Okay. Now here's where we're getting serious. I've been arrested once in my life.
Wow.
For what? Was it using a fake ID, fishing without a license, sneaking into a concert, or beating up a boy? Michael.
Boy, you remind me of Peppermint Patty because you're tough. So I'm going to say beating up a boy.
All right, Mace.
I'm going to say fishing without a license.
All right, Ireland.
I think beating up a boy would have come up.
Although she's ashamed of it. She's ashamed of it.
You know what? I am going to go with Michael. Beating up a boy.
All right, Jorge?
I'll say fishing.
Wow, no one took the using a fake ID. I figured that was a good one. The answer is beating up a boy.
Ah.
Got arrested when I was in high school for beating up a boy.
Jeez, how old was he? 6?
No. I was in high school, and this guy was, long story short, he kept trying to hit on me, and I was, like, not interested. And then when I told him that he was a loser and to leave me alone, he started talking all this crap and spitting spitballs at me.
What?
So at lunchtime, he came up behind me and tried to pour chocolate milk over my head, and I turned around and I punched him in the nose, and I broke it.
Good.
Wow.
Yeah, he deserved it.
How has that never come up?
So you got arrested?
Yeah, who called the cops on you?
We had a cop on campus at school.
Oh, yeah.
And they arrested me for disorderly conduct
me. Arrested you for disorderly conduct.
But didn't you tell a cop the guy was harassing you?
Oh, he thought it was hilarious. He put me in the same holding cell as him, and he said, "Hey, Kurt, hopefully Lindsay doesn't hurt you too badly while you're in there."
Lindsay, did he cry?
No, but he did break his nose, and he claimed it was just ketchup.
So, Lindsay, this means I lead by 2 with 2 to go, right?
Yep.
Okay,
yep.
So I should go first on these last 2 to give Mason a chance.
Okay.
Yep, all right. Okay. What was my first job? Hostess, lifeguard, working in a donut shop, or babysitter? And Ireland, what do you think?
I'm going to go babysitter.
Okay. Jorge?
What was the first one?
Hostess.
That one, hostess.
All right, Michael.
Well, you're not good with kids, so it ain't babysitting, so hostess.
I'm great with kids.
How does Michael even know this?
Because
Michael,
tough.
Have you ever met Lindsay?
She just sounds tough.
Michael, have you ever met Lindsay in person?
You think if she was babysitting the kid, asked,
not
can
a
I see
single it? Time have you
yeah,
ever
yeah,
met
I met her
in person
yeah.
You think you know her.
You know that on the weekends, Michael, I spend hours watching movies on FaceTime with my nephew, okay?
Well, you'll babysit your nephew, but nobody right. else is
going to. Mace, what are you going with?
My answer is going to be different than John, so I will say hostess.
All right, you guys are all wrong. It's Donut Shop.
Wow.
Or okay. Donut Shop called Spudnuts.
Victory!
So yep, John gets the 2 points.
John wins. You guys want to know the last?
Yeah,
or
yeah do the last one. Do the last one.
I'm trying to get to know you.
Which current NBA player do I love to watch the most? Is it LeBron, Kyrie, KD, or Giannis? John, I'll go with you first. Again.
It's either LeBron or Kyrie. I'll go LeBron.
All right, Jorge?
Kyrie.
Michael?
The best one-on-one player in the game, Kyrie.
Mace?
I'm going to say LeBron.
Jorge and Michael are right. It's Kyrie.
Yeah, Kyrie.
Even though he's a nut job.
I love watching Kyrie. He's amazing.
Yeah, he's the best one-on-one player I've ever seen.
He's a great player. For he's Shizzle, a great player Dizzle, when he's there.
He's amazing. Fantastic. Yeah.
All right, so there you have it. There is your game of games. Sean Ireland wins again. He now dominates the month of April. I think you probably clinched the month of April. Where are we, the 28th?
With that win, that means I'm knocked out because I would have to win, right? Because I think I had five.
You'd have to win the last two
now,
and you wouldn't have
okay,
enough.
Okay, so Mace, how would I have cheated at that game?
That was an ungoogleable game.
Right.
That was on Lynn's. That information is not on Lindsay's Wikipedia page.
By the
so
way.
So this is one where you won, but it's a guessing game.
By the way, I would. There's a simple way that we can check against Googling. We just do a FaceTime for Game of Games and everybody puts their hands up.
Oh.
I don't know how to FaceTime.
You have an iPhone, Michael.
Yeah.
I'll show you. I'm in studio. I'll show you.
Well, yeah, Michael's always FaceTime. In studio, so he could just put his hands up for Jorge to see.
You know, that's an interesting experiment. We started the Culture Pop podcast. We started doing it just audio only. And then now we do it with pictures. The only
with video.
Thing you, with video. The only thing you ever get is the raw feed, the actual voice. But it's nice to see somebody in person. What would happen if we were all doing the show on Zoom at the same time?
Well, for Game of Games, it would make it impossible to Google.
Yes. Okay, I think we're going
to
do it.
So I think that for any game that, like for that game, we wouldn't have needed to do it.
You won't be able to Google mine on Friday because it's all about the month of April. You got to answer in a Jeopardy form. And you don't have enough time to Google.
Okay, yeah, so that we wouldn't need it for that. But if there's ever one where we need it, we just all set up a FaceTime, a group Zoom.
Yeah.
Just don't complain about the lag or the delay. Just play along.
Michael Collins just died. You guys know who Michael Collins is?
Wait a minute, caddy?
No, not the golfer.
Michael Collins, the astronaut.
Yeah, Apollo 11 astronaut just died.
Oh, boy,
yeah,
he just scared me.
Was he the guy that landed, or was he the guy that circled. Went to the dark side of the moon?
Yeah, he was circling the moon, waiting for Neil and Buzz to come back.
That must have been the creepiest of the jobs.
Yeah, because there was a chance he might go back to Earth alone if that thing didn't blast off the moon. He said he was prepared for that. How about that?
Can you imagine the awesomeness of going around the moon?
You just scared me, Michael. I thought it was Michael Collins, the caddy, who we've actually done shows with.
Yeah, I should have said the astronaut first.
Okay, so just here's a tweet from Royce. True audiophiles and engineers know vinyl is superior. The analog signal. When it's digital, that means the signal is compressed, dropping the high and the low. So maybe there is something superior to vinyl. I did not know that.
Yeah, I think that guy's full of it.
No, he's not. It does sound better. He's right. It sounds better.
But you can hear the needle.
Yeah, you can hear the scratchiness.
But
that little sizzling
sound. You gotta listen to them next to each other and tell me you don't find a dramatic difference. And then if you think that, then you need hearing aid.
I think that's hipster BS.
Yeah, you know what I was thinking too the other day? You know, like now everything we watch in HD. We all grew up with no HD. Like when we used to watch the World Series and the Super Bowl in the 70s, you don't know what you don't have.
Correct.
If you go back and watch those now, it's like barely viewable.
Right. They don't even fill up the screen. Yeah, no, HD is a great invention. There's the sizzle that you get with a record.
Yeah.
Yep. There's the record going around. Yeah, I don't buy it. I think it's just hipster BS. That's some guy in Los Feliz acting all hip. Right? Isn't that where the hipsters are now? They're in Los Feliz. They're in Silver Lake. They're in...
What's a hipster?
What's a hipster? Yeah. A guy who does
somebody
things.
Who's super trendy.
Yeah, super trendy, just to be cool. Just to be cool.
A beatnik. Right. A beatnik.
Yeah, that's close enough. Hey, all right, how about this one? Grant in L.A. If you guys could be any current athlete in sports, who would it be?
Ooh, that's a great question.
He says it has to be Mookie, right? You get to play baseball for the Dodgers next 11 years at $30 million per. Well, he's on the list, but, Michael, I think I might want to be like a 21- or 22-year-old golfer.
Yeah. Yeah,
because golf is the prizes, the purses in golf are so insane right now.
But you got to win a lot, be in the top 10, and golf is so hard to do that, Ireland.
Not anymore.
If you want to make 12, 15, 20 million bucks a year, but if I could be any athlete, give me a 21-year-old Roger Federer.
Canelo for me.
Why, you want to get punched in the face?
No, George, that's crazy. Your brain would be messed up. Nice. Michael,
why
you can't pick you if you take Federer, you have to take Federer at his age.
Oh, at his age. Oh,
is there a 21-year-old Federer?
Not in the men's game right now, no.
Like in golf, like I was saying, get to play golf for a living, make $1 million if you win, blah, blah, blah. I don't know who I would pick.
Which golfer right now?
Yeah, who would you?
What about, let's
Jordan
see.
Spieth is probably almost 30 now, right?
Dustin Johnson? Mid-30s.
You get to marry Paulina Gretzky.
Your father-in-law's filthy rich. Your wife's richer than you are, even though
that's
you make 20 million a year.
Not a bad answer, but he's older.
Yeah, Bryson's pretty young. He's, what's he, 20-something?
Hey, Michael, I just thought of a good one.
Who?
Zion Williamson.
Yeah, I was going to say Luka Mason.
Yeah, but you'd have to be.
What about Luka or Zion?
I'd rather be Luka because he's skinnier.
You think Zion may have weight issues when he gets older?
Yeah, he's going to have weight issues when he gets older.
Yeah, he's a big boy.
Or would it be ridiculous to suggest Patrick Mahomes?
Well, that's another good one, yeah.
It's another good one,
but
yeah.
But then again, guys are
coming for your head.
Yeah, every night, every game.
All right, so I wanted to guys, we were doing limericks earlier, and Jorge encouraged me to do my own as a promotion for my Instagram, which is at Venice Mace.
So this is a limerick about you?
Yeah, it's a limerick about me.
All right, let's hear it.
Okay, you know how I be. Just hit me up on IG. I like smoking the green. I'm high and not mean, and my face will look great on your screen.
I like it. I think it's
that's
very good.
That's the best one you did today, yeah.
I think that's
what
I tell you, catchy.
What I tell you?
Jorge's like the quiet driving force of the show. Yeah. He's texting me saying, what about this? What about that? And I'm like, I'm trying to write. I'm just not very good at it, but that one came out okay.
Pura Yeska!
Pura Yeska!
All right, everybody predict how many points Bradley Beal is going to score tonight. And if you hit it on the number, you get 10 grand in free mythical money. Mace, how many points for Bradley Beal?
Show me 37.
Michael?
35.
Lindsay?
32.
Jorge?
36.
I think the Lakers are going to lock him up. 24 points for Bradley Beal tonight. Six below his average.
All right, there you have it. There is your
and,
Mason in Ireland.
And what about Westbrook? Would he get a triple-double?
Hey, whoa. Coming up next, pregame, Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.